Chapter 6, Part 3. 2. The Snowball Method. Much of the mechanics of this strategy work exactly the same way as the strategy above, meaning that you'll pay at least the minimum amount on each debt each month. You'll also pay any extra money you have toward the debt you're tackling first, and again, you'll follow this course until all of your debts get paid off. What's different about this method is that instead of paying off the debt with the highest interest rate first, you'll tackle the smallest debt first. Let's look at the hypothetical list of debts again. Credit card 1 equals $6,300 at 12% interest. Credit card 2 equals $1,500 at 19% interest. Personal loan equals $5,210 at 6.8% interest. Car loan equals $500 at 7.5% interest. This time around, instead of starting with credit card 2 as your first priority, your car loan is going to be the bill you pay off first. This is because you only owe $500 more on your car loan, and then the car is paid off. This is the smallest debt amount you have. You'll then move on to credit card 2, then your personal loan, and then finally, credit card 1 in that order. This method gives you a psychological boost because you can see many of your debts disappearing very quickly. That's why you begin this process with the smallest debt first. Finally, be sure to ask each creditor about any early payoff penalties. And as with the example above, do be sure to instruct your creditors to put any extra money you pay toward the principal of your debt. Advantages to this method? You get a psychological boost from paying off some of your small debts very quickly. Disadvantages? You may pay more in interest than you would with other debt management payoff plans. Final thoughts. Debt reduction strategies, like high-cost debt first and the snowball methods, help people get out of debt by giving them specific strategies for debt repayment. Using these strategies allows you to take charge of your own debt payoff plan. However, you may find that before you can implement your plan, you may get sidetracked by companies that promise you debt renegotiation services under the guise of consolidation loans. Your best bet is to stay away from these services and learn to take care of your debt without them.